Rejoicing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life, coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
In our last study of the tribulation, I made mention that the gospel of the kingdom will once again be preached. Now remember, the gospel of the kingdom is not the gospel of Christ. The gospel of the kingdom said that Jesus Christ had come to set up his kingdom. Remember, John the Baptist said, behold, Jesus, he was saying, behold, the Lamb of God. And he said, the kingdom of God is at hand. Well, the king is coming, and he's coming to set up his kingdom at the end of the tribulation. But the kingdom of the gospel is different than the kingdom of the gospel of Christ. And once we get that in our minds and our hearts, we can understand the difference. The gospel of the kingdom is the gospel or the good news of or about the Messiah, the King of the Jews. And we see that the gospel of Christ presents Christ as Messiah, Savior, and King, all three. So once again, the Jews will one day accept Jesus Christ not only as their Messiah and King, but they will also accept him as their Savior. And this is going to happen at the end of the tribulation period. But the everlasting gospel is going to be preached throughout the world according to the Scripture. And at the conclusion of the tribulation, we will understand that there are those people who are coming out of the tribulation period who did get saved, who listened to the Lord, and they got saved. And these will be those who enter into the millennium. Well, the everlasting gospel. Notice, if you would, Revelation chapter 14 and verse 6. It says, and I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel, to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people. Well, the everlasting gospel is the gospel of the kingdom and the gospel of Christ. Remember, John the Baptist was preaching the kingdom. Behold, the kingdom. He was talking about Christ being there. He was the king, and he was going to set up his kingdom. He would have set up his kingdom, but the Jews refused him. But the everlasting gospel that's going to be preached, that everlasting gospel is mentioned in Revelation chapter 14 and verse 6, that is the gospel of the kingdom and the gospel of Christ. The kingdom gospel was refused by Israel when Christ came the first time. Matthew chapter 23 and verses 37 through 39. Jesus said this, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often I would have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. For I say unto you, ye shall not see me henceforth, till ye shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. And we keep reading, there's many instances where they refused Jesus Christ, but Jesus Christ loved them. And he wanted them to receive him as king. Notice in Matthew chapter 27 and verse 25. Then answered all the people and said, his blood be on us and on our children. Acts chapter 18 and verse 6. And when they opposed themselves and blasphemed, he, and this is speaking of Paul, he shook his raiment and said unto them, your blood be upon your own heads. I am clean from henceforth. I will go unto the Gentiles. This is when Paul the Apostle, as he had been preaching to the Jewish people, he was trying to win his brethren to the Lord. He even made statements in the Word of God that he wish himself accursed if it would help his people to come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. But there came a time when he too had to say, enough is enough. And it says there in that verse in Acts chapter 18 and verse 6, that he shook his raiment and said unto them, your blood, he's speaking to the Jews here, your blood be upon your own heads. I am clean. From henceforth I will go unto the Gentiles. Now that doesn't mean that Jews cannot be saved today, or that they could not have been saved after Paul made this statement, because God can save anyone who will take his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, as their Savior. Romans chapter 15 and verse 9. And that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. As it is written, for this cause I will confess to thee among the Gentiles and sing unto thy name. Well, this is Paul once again saying to God, he says, I'm going to tell the Gentiles about you. Romans 15, 16. He said that I should be the minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, ministering the gospel of God, that the offering up of the Gentiles might be acceptable, being sanctified by the Holy Ghost. And then we've read this verse at another time, and it's so important that we read it again. Romans 1:16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. And notice who it's to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Jesus came to the Jews. They refused him. They had him crucified. And then Paul the Apostle was telling people, repent. Receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. The Jewish people refused, and therefore he said, I'm taking the gospel to everyone, not only to the Jew, but to everyone. He made that plain in Romans chapter 1 and verse 16. This is God speaking through Paul. This is the Holy Spirit of God, the God's word that is speaking to us today, for it is the power of God. That's the gospel of Christ. Power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. No, it makes no difference who you are, what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman. God says he wants to save you to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. That word Greek means anyone who's not a Jew. The Jewish people can still be saved, and so can anyone else in this world if they will trust Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. The kingdom gospel was refused by Israel at Christ's first coming. And in order for Israel to understand and receive the gospel of the kingdom before the second coming of Christ, they must go through the refiner's fire. And that is the tribulation period. Well, notice with me, if you would now, the result of the tribulation. People from two groups are saved. We see, as we read the Word of God, we see their grace in the midst of judgment. Judgment was coming in upon the world as we study in the Word of God here. Judgment was coming, and judgment, as we see it today, will come in the tribulation period. But there's grace in the midst of judgment. During the tribulation, we might say, will there be any good news? Will there be any gospel? Now, even though this time of tribulation will be a time when God will judge sinful men, it will also be a time when people will be saved. We've talked about this before. Even in the midst of judgment, God's grace can be seen. Even at the darkest hour of human history, there will be a ray of light. God will reach down in love and save people by grace. Remember, God will even use an angel to carry good news to those who dwell on the earth. Well, notice, if you would, Jacob. This is Israel. This Jacob is one of the people groups, Israel, found in the tribulation. And we read in Zechariah chapter 13 and verse 9 where it says, and I will bring the third part through the fire and will refine them as silver is refined and will try them as gold is tried. They shall call on my name, and I will hear them. I will say, it is my people and they shall say, the Lord is my God. You notice, if you read that verse, Zechariah 13:9 in the King James Bible, all the letters of the word Lord, the name Lord is capitalized, all caps. The Lord is God the Father, God the Son, this is Jesus the Savior, and God the Holy Spirit. Well, Genesis chapter 35 and verse 10, it says, and God said unto them, thy name is Jacob. God said unto him, thy name is Jacob. Thy name shall not be called any more Jacob, but Israel shall be thy name. And he called his name Israel. In Jeremiah chapter 30 and verse 7, it says, alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It's speaking of the tribulation here. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. What was Jacob's name changed to? Changed to Israel. Israel will come through. The nation will come through this fire. There will be those who get saved, and those people who actually see Jesus coming back and touching down on the Mount of Olives, and they will receive him not only as their king, but as their Savior. In Daniel chapter 12 and verse 1, and at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people, and there shall be a time of trouble. This is speaking the children of thy people, that's Israel. There shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book of life. How did they get written in the book of life? By recognizing Jesus Christ and receiving him as their Lord. Mark chapter 13 and verse 20. And except that the Lord had shortened those days, no flesh should be saved, but for the elect's sake, whom he hath chosen, he hath shortened the days. Well, you know, sometimes people get confused as to who the elect of God are. Well, it's a surprise. The elect of God is Israel. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 10. Therefore I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. Notice these words, the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus. You see, if Christians are the elect, then why would Paul say he was enduring all things so they could obtain, in other words, to receive salvation in Jesus Christ? No, a Christian has already received salvation through Christ. So therefore, they're not the elect, the Jews are. Mark 13, 22. For false Christs and false prophets shall rise and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. Remember, who are those who require a sign? 1 Corinthians 1:22 says, for the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. The elect are the Jews. Isaiah 45:4, for Jacob my servant's sake and Israel mine elect, I have even called thee by thy name. I have surnamed thee, though thou hast not known me. Israel, he says, mine elect. Isaiah 65:9, and I will bring forth a seed out of Jacob and out of Judah, an inheritor of my mountains, and mine elect shall inherit it, and my servants shall dwell there. God has not forgotten his people, the Jewish people, the nation of Israel. He will save them. And this is why God has a plan. God is never taken by surprise. He knows what's going to happen. He knew what was going to happen. He knows what's happening, and he knows what's going to happen in the future. Trust him as your Lord and Savior today. Ask him to come into your heart. He is God.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.